my heart, I have something to share with you this morning about... We always talk about leadership, you know, all around the world, leadership. There are conferences in so many places and so many spheres. And in church, hey, we talk about leadership. There's a leadership conference. Let's go to this conference. Because at leadership conferences, we are taught about boldness, that act of being brave and confident and showing a willingness to take risks. Perhaps you would say this morning, oh, I just wish I had that brave and confidence in my heart to show a willingness to take risks in life, in business, in relationships, at work, at home, wherever. But I want to take you down the road of Christian boldness in being a leader for Jesus Christ. And a leader is not only living in the official residence in Pretoria on the hill next to the Union Buildings as being the president of a country, or in the White House, or in Buckingham Palace, or wherever. Leader for Jesus is being a God representative in boldness by the grace of Jesus. Wherever I read about boldness in the New Testament of the Bible, paresia is the Greek word for that. It essentially in the Bible, to be bold, it means to speak freely, to speak openly, to be without fear, to be bold, to be confident. The Greek word for this boldness, paresia, is used in the New Testament, and if I remember correctly, to command Christians to speak the truth of God unflinchingly, to speak the truth of God without fear of the potential responses of people. What will people say when I speak about God? And therefore, I believe that God will give us, the church, boldness in a dark time like now. And so many people are seeking. But Lord God, give us the boldness of the New Testament. Give us the boldness to know that we can be frank because of you, Christ. To have the freedom in speaking. I think of Radio Pulpit. What a pleasure, what a privilege to have these big black microphones to openly and frankly, without concealment, without, what shall I say, ambiguity, or not to be vague or evasive, but with courage in Christ's grace, with a blessed assurance, to have the Christian boldness. You know, and in the Bible, we are taught that Christian boldness is a grace that comes from God alone. And Christian boldness, that is a response to prayer. That's what the Bible teaches us. The boldness in Christ is not the same as the boldness that the world teaches us in leadership conferences. That act of being brave and confident and showing a willingness to take risks. I often see that guy on CNN talking about being bold in business. And then he says, then you have the confidence to take risks and the willingness to take risks in the financial world. That's not what the Bible is talking about. Christian boldness is that grace from Christ that comes from God and is a response to prayer. It's a mark of the Holy Spirit empowerment, and it's motivated by a passion for Christ Jesus and the truth of the gospel. That is the boldness the Bible is talking about. And that is the boldness each and every one of us as Christians should have. Because boldness is a fitting response to the reasons the Bible gives us, which includes that we have Jesus Christ as the center of our lives. Boldness is to know that Christ, He walked the way and endured the condemnation for sin, and therefore my sins are forgiven. Therefore, I am righteous in the eyes of God, because God looks at me through the spectacles, dearie bro, van Jesus Christus. When God sees me, He sees Jesus, and that gives me the boldness to be God's child and Jesus' disciple. Even if I'm in traffic, and even if load shedding is keeping traffic lights out of order, and I am struggling to get along in traffic, I have a Christian boldness to act in another manner as someone who just says, I'm a leader and I am confident and brave in life, and show a willingness to take risks in traffic or wherever. But when I am in Christ, when I know my sins are forgiven, when I know that I am in a righteousness of faith with God, when I know that I'm a child of God in Christ's grace, when I know that the resurrection power, that same power that took the dead body of Jesus and gave Him back life, that resurrection power is the same power that is in me. And therefore I'm facing not only the possibility, but the sureness of having an eternal life. And therefore, I can have Christian boldness, as Acts chapter 2 and chapter 3 says. Just go and read it when you have time. Boldness is a mark of Holy Spirit empowerment. Go and read Acts chapter 2. There you will see the mark of Holy Spirit empowerment coming out in boldness. Acts chapter 3 verse 41. Boldness is granted in a response to prayer, even when you are going through difficult times, persecution, even when you and I face situations when we do not know what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. And just go and read it, and you will see that in Acts chapter 3, verse 41, it says, Peter and John healed a lame beggar in the name of Jesus Christ. Just think about it. Acts chapter 3, verse 41. Peter and John, they heal a lame beggar in the name of Jesus Christ. The beggar leaps up and begins to walk, and the people recognize this beggar as the man who used to beg at the temple gate. Just imagine. Huh? Just imagine that. A lame beggar who couldn't walk at the temple gate. And Peter and John comes in Acts chapter 3, verse 41. And this is what the Bible calls the boldness. The boldness that we should have in Christ. That is the word in the Greek text, paresia. That is the boldness. When Peter and John came and said, come on, layman, stand up. And therefore, you and I can comprehend that boldness increases the power to pray. You know, I'm just thinking of Paul. When Paul told those Christians in the New Testament to be bold, it was to proclaim the word of God. And that is Christian boldness. And that is what we are called to do in church, in fellowship, in koinonia with one another, in the mission fields, and especially here at Radio Pulpit behind these microphones. These microphones, they do not belong to us. It's not our little eloquent voices on these microphones. These microphones in the studios of Radio Pulpit for over four decades already. Just think about it. They are the megaphone of God to South Africa, but these days beyond South Africa, to all over the world, to proclaim the word of God by the grace of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit and the love of God. And that is what we are called to do. That is what you and I are called to do. And that is why the Lord has given me the insight early this morning to talk about the boldness. What is this boldness? It's the boldness to say, in whom I have faith. In him I can dare to have the courage and confidence and boldness, because I have the free access. That is that, how can I describe this free access? That's that unreserved approach to God with a freedom without fear. That is my boldness. The courage and the confidence. The paresia. As Peter and John had. And I read it just now in Acts chapter 3. They went up to this lame beggar at the temple gate and said, "Come on, stand upon your feet and walk." And the people recognized this lame beggar. And they said, Can it be that this lame beggar is walking again? We saw him for years. He was dirty. He was stinking. He couldn't go anywhere. He begged. He begged. He cried at the temple gate. And look at him. He's walking. He's praising the Lord. Why? Because Peter and John, as God's children and disciples of Christ, had to witness to the world that Jesus is the Lord, that Jesus is the Messiah, that Jesus is the Son of God. So Peter and John, they needed boldness, paresia, the Greek word in the New Testament. They needed that boldness. And therefore, with courage and confidence, they comprehended that they had free access to the powerhouse of God. And with unreserved approach to God. Just imagine. You have the unreserved approach to God, the creator of heaven and earth. And nothing can keep you from that, because you walk in the grace of Christ. And you and I, we have this free access to the powerhouse of God, who created the heavens and the earth. And that is where my boldness is. You know, it just gives me goose flesh to think about it. This big black microphone in front of my mouth now. This is God's megaphone to your heart. Just to encourage you. Not with my eloquent speaking. No, not at all. It's because of God's Holy Spirit. By talking from the foundation of his holy word, Jesus will give you the grace, and the Holy Spirit will give you the might and the power to comprehend and realize that you have free access to approach the powerhouse of God with a freedom without fear, like John and Peter in Acts chapter 3, to tell that lame beggar, stand up and walk. And be a witness to the power of God. And go and tell the people, Jesus is the Son of God. How could you and I develop new, fresh, spiritual boldness to have the same confidence in God and in His Word? Well, I've just said it. This boldness is to have the confidence in God by faith in Jesus' name, that I would open up His Word and know He is God. David had that boldness. When David said to that Philistine, "You come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of armies of Israel, who you have taunted." When David said that in 1 Samuel 17, verse 45 to 47, David had, and David was the picture of strength and boldness. You and I, we ought to have this. To recognize that boldness, it comes not from my own little powerhouse, not attending every leadership conference all around the world and traveling all around the world listening. Yeah, it's wonderful. But it's not where it comes from. Boldness comes from recognizing that the humility is in me. To recognize that Jesus Christ has given me the power, that power, that holy power, to ask God, the creator of the universe, to give me a humility in my spirit, to spend time in prayer, to avoid comparing myself to other people. Domini, pastor, stop comparing yourself to the Domini next door or to the pastor on the pulpit. Rather spend time with other bold Christians. Rather set a goal and take action and allow the Holy Spirit to take action in your life. To refuse to live in fear. And the Bible teaches us, make praise a lifestyle. Make praise to God a lifestyle in your heart. I want to give you a few examples quickly. Stephen in the Bible, in the New Testament, that first Christian martyr who spoke boldly. Peter and John, I talked about that earlier in Acts chapter 3, who healed a man who couldn't walk at the temple gate in Jerusalem, despite being called before the high court. I can tell you about many people, mentors throughout the ages, Christians who stood up for Jesus, even when they were threatened with death. And therefore, I can know I need it. And it's only by the goodness of God. It's only by the grace of Christ that you and I can know that boldness. Paresia, says the Greek word in the New Testament. It's key to being God's child. Not to be the leader of the world in the White House or the president in the residence on the hill next to the Union Buildings in Pretoria, or the king in Buckingham Palace, but being you as a disciple of Jesus, a child of God, by the grace of Christ and the powerhouse of the goodness of God is yours in Jesus' name. Amen.